Welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, A Few Flowers and a Fistful of Chocolate.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when they speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I try to visit my stepmother, Rosie, once a week. Something tells me I ought to go more often, but it is hard to do. I am embarrassed to say I have to make myself go. She is living in a nursing care facility in which each bed is a Medicaid bed. Have you ever been in such a place? If not, I invite you to do so and do it soon. When you go, take a few fresh cut flowers and a fistful of chocolate candy. While you are there, you will see and experience a convergence of both the blessed and the woes of today's passage. The convergence is not a head thing. It is in the heart and the gut. It is visceral. And there is an intuitive, instinctive understanding of the absurdity of the entire gospel, unless, as we hear this passage today, we recognize as believers on the way that each of us is both the blessed and the woed. There are beatitudes in both Matthew and Luke's gospels, each with similarities and differences. One difference is Matthew has no woe to you verses. Another difference is where Matthew's Jesus speaks the Beatitudes. Matthew places Jesus reminiscent of the lawgiver Moses on a mountain. And rather than commandments being written on stone, the Beatitudes are being written on our hearts. But Luke's gospel, Jesus is not speaking the Beatitudes to his disciples on a mountain. Just two verses before where we begin today's passage, Luke explains Jesus came down from the mountain with the disciples and, quote, stood on a stretch of level ground, unquote. I wonder, why level ground? One possible reason is the evangelist knows being a faithful disciple, one will need every ounce of energy, not to climb up or down a mountain, but to take the next intentional step into the awareness of the truth that each of us is a both and. We are both blessed and woed. Each of us knows ourselves as poor, as hungry. We weep. We've even experienced being hated and insulted. We also know, in all honesty, how often we have had more than we need or can use, more than we can eat, and have chosen to laugh off or shrug off human suffering due to indifference and selective ignorance. Over these last few months, when I visit Rosie, I bring a few cut flowers and a fistful of chocolate. As I walk in the door and down the hallways with the flowers in my hand, there is this spontaneous outbreak of smiles, nods, and gentle, quick verbal exchanges with residents and staff. It is proof it really doesn't take much to share the message, "Blessed are you." Yet, I admit, it takes everything in me, because I know I would rather choose to be somewhere else besides on that level ground with so many who are hungry for validation, weeping for what is lost, excluded from society. That is when I know it is woe to me. This is September, so in the United States, our summer is winding down. I regret this a bit because as fall becomes winter, there are fewer and fewer flowers to cut. Soon, flowers will not be in my hand, and all I will have is a small bit of chocolate candy as I walk on the level ground of Rosie's halls. I know now that will be enough, because the truth revealed on this level ground is the truth of how we are each connected to each other in mutual belonging, flowers or not. Such truth compels us, sometimes in spite of ourselves, to take the next step, and the one after that, into all of the implications and responsibilities of accepting and acknowledging the grace of belonging to one another in the one source of life, our creator, our giver, our sustainer of all life, our God. Jesus raises his eyes to ours as we hear today's passage. In the exchange of this glance with him, may we open to the grace to humbly acknowledge each of us is both the blessed and the woed. May we be able to admit there are times what we proclaim as truth is more false prophet than true prophet. And yes, there are times when it takes everything in us to take the next right step into what it means to act on the truth we are inextricably connected to each other and all of God's creation. Today, may our openness to God's power at work in us bring us ever more deeply into this truth of mutuality and belonging. Oh, and do feel free to share a chocolate.